This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Top executives of mortgage industry giant Fannie Mae will be on Capitol Hill tomorrow, and they'll face some tough questions about the company's accounting practices, specifically allegations that Fannie Mae has been manipulating its financial statements to make itself look like a better investment than it really is. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Fannie Mae is one of the nation's largest financial institutions, and it's different. It was created by Congress. It has a line of credit with the U.S. Treasury, and financial markets let it borrow at a discount because it's assumed the federal government would never allow it to fail. It also has its own regulator, the Office of Federal Housing Enterprise Oversight. OFAO, as the group is known, issued a highly critical report last month accusing Fannie Mae of manipulating its books in a way that allowed top executives to take home huge bonuses. And it expressed a lack of confidence in the existing management's ability to fix the problems. But the report was short on detail and didn't indicate the size and scope of the alleged accounting violations or whether the company might be forced to restate its earnings.
The question is how serious is this and how deep does it run?
Charles Elson directs the Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. He says until such issues are made clear, it may be difficult to get a real handle on the extent of the problems at the giant mortgage company.
Does this accounting issue affect other aspects of the company? Does it affect the way compensation was determined? Does it affect the way those who bought and sold stock in the company viewed the company's prospects?
Among those called to testify at tomorrow's hearing will be Fannie Mae's chief executive Franklin Raines, a former budget director in the Clinton White House, board member Ann Korologos, a secretary of labor in the Reagan administration, and Fannie Mae's chief financial officer Timothy Howard. Thomas Stanton, a Washington, D.C. lawyer and longtime Fannie Mae watcher, says in the past the company's political ties have allowed it to avoid intense scrutiny, but he says that may be changing now.
Political will is getting stronger because we no longer can believe the mantra, we're a world-class company with a world-class regulator. Both halves of that equation have basically come under serious question with Fannie Mae's failure of internal controls.
Fannie Mae, for its part, denies its implicit government backing gives it a big advantage. But both Fannie and its sister agency, Freddie Mac, can borrow money at lower rates than their competitors. David Reuter is a law professor at Northwestern University and a former chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission. He says the two have other advantages as well.
There has been criticism of both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac over the past years that they are not required to file annual reports and quarterly reports with the SEC as other companies do.
Other analysts agree. Peter Wallison is with the American Enterprise Institute. He says at the very least he expects stiffer regulation for the mortgage giant is on the way.
Fannie is extremely well connected politically in Washington, and most people never even wanted to challenge them. Now they are in a completely different position, and it would be very difficult for them to say, well, we don't really need a tougher regulation. We don't need all of these things that people are asking for.
The Justice Department, meanwhile, has launched a criminal investigation into activities at the company, and securities regulators have begun an informal probe. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.